Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The National Weather Service is forecasting 170, gosh, that's a lot, potential daily record cold highs, which is funny because it's the high, but it's cold. But yeah, temperatures in the U.S. today, all the way to Wednesday due to an Arctic blast. High temperatures today may be stuck in the teens and 20s in the Midwest and around the Great Lakes. It could be the coldest Veterans Day on record in cities such as Chicago and Minneapolis. By Tuesday, it could be so cold in the Northeast, Ohio Valley, and portions of the South. Highs may only get into the 30s as far south as Alabama.
Woo! No, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Speaking of Veterans Day, it is Veterans Day, so thanks to all the men and women that have served and protected.
Yes, and shout out to my little Lucy. I can't make it because I'm here, but she has an awesome little musical and a play that they're doing for Veterans Day, so she's all decked out in her. She's been practicing her lines all weekend. She was rehearsing with me last night, and so coming up, she's going to do. I'm having my mom go, so she's going to record it for me.
Yes, you're going to have somebody document that. That'll be really cool. I'm going to get some things out there. There are some free meals and little things that we do to recognize the vets as far as meals. I'll get that up online at joemckenzie.com so you can check it out. Make sure you share it with any vet you know that might want to take advantage of that. According to a new survey, you need to quit Googling your symptoms. 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms when it turned out they actually had something much more minor.
That is so me. I'm like, I have a migraine and I look it up. It's like brain tumor. I'm like,
Yep, I'm going to die. Oh no. But I mean, it is good though to be concerned about your health and check things out, but don't freak out. That's me all the time. I'm like, oh, my foot hurts. I got plantar fasciitis.
Or you know what ekes me out the most, and it's a good thing to do, but when I'm like checking my moles, like after the summer and those things, then you go online and it's like down a rabbit hole. You're like, oh my God, this one looks suspicious.
Trust me, I had a bump before in my body. I'm like, whoa, what's this?
What was it?
Can't talk about it. No, but I freak myself out more than I've needed to, and it's always been okay. So get checked if you got a question, but don't freak it out. Go to a professional. Let's see here. Wild turkeys, this is getting crazy, are scaring these poor old people. It's a 55 and over community, so it's some older people. This is in a place called Tom River, New Jersey. Chops, have you heard of Tom River or Tom's River?
Tom's River, yeah. My cousin lives there. That's actually like the Jersey Shore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fist like, bumping all night?
Right next to Seaside Heights.
Sweet.
Boardwalk.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the residents say they're trying to shoo the birds away, but that's not helping. And some say the turkeys have actually given them a little bite or two. They're pretty aggressive. Some turkeys have even broken windows in people's houses.
Would you guys not die laughing if I came in and I was like, I just got bit by a turkey?
Well, that's what these people are saying. They're like, it's not funny.
The turkeys are taking over. It's very disturbing. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. They go to attack you. When you can't get to your own home, shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care.
People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. When I can't get out of my house to get in the car, because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you, yes, it's a problem.
They will not let you in the home.
Took care of that. Next.
Sounds like an episode of like South Park.
It is. It's the wild turkeys.
But you guys have seen those geese, right, that are terrible?
Yeah.
So that reminds me that, like, I've been scared of geese, especially when they're in droves, like if there's like 12 of them.
You know where those geese are from too, right?
Where?
Canada.
And Canadian they poop geese. Everywhere.
Canadian geese. You know what I'm saying? Canadian geese.
So, you know what I'm saying?
What's the deal with that? Yeah, that would be quite the annoyance and scary for sure. Turkeys gobbling about. And finally, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News with some sports. The Dolphins, yes, the two and whatever Dolphins beat the Colts over the weekend. Man, do we suck. 16-12, your final there. Texans, they were on a bye, so they didn't lose. Pacers beat the Magic 109-102 in NBA action. The Rockets take on the Pelicans tonight. And soccer, the Indy 11 lost to Louisville City 3-1 over the weekend. They wore up 1-0. I was excited. I'm like, go Indy 11. And then they lost 3-1. So,
womp, womp.
All right. That's not the most optimistic way to end it, but that's Joe's Need to Know News here on Joe and Mackenzie. How about this? Song of the Day. It's coming up next. You get to vote by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll give you our songs after Louis Capaldi.